The movie Juno introduced audiences to a quirky teen. The title character was quick-witted and confident, even when faced with an unplanned pregnancy.
I could, like, have this baby and give it to someone that, like, totally needs it.
You should look in the Penny Saver.
They have ads for parents.
Yeah, desperately seeking spawn.
Juno also introduced screenwriter Diablo Cody. That mix of sass and sentiment won her an Oscar for Best Screenplay, the first she'd ever written. In her new movie, young adult, Diablo Cody is back in adolescent girl territory with a dark twist. This character is an adult who spends her life channeling a teenager as a writer of young adult novels. Mavis, played by Charlize Theron, has all the superficial trappings of a successful 30-something, an apartment in the big city, Minneapolis, slender skirts, high heels, a small dog, and lots of cocktails. She's also lonely, emotionally stunted, and ruthless. So much so, she decides happiness lies in returning home to steal back her high school boyfriend.
Here's the deal. Buddy Slade and I are meant to be together, and I'm here to get him back.
I'm pretty sure he's married with a kid on the way.
No, kid's here. I'm cool with it. I mean, I've got baggage, too.
I would keep all of this to yourself. I would find a therapist.
Diablo Cody joined us at NPR West to talk about her new movie, Young Adult. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Let's start with the character Mavis Gerry. Now, she's got a measure of success as a ghostwriter for a series of young adult novels called Waverly Prep. I mean, it's not exactly the Twilight series.
No, she's not. She hasn't set the literary world on fire, but she's from a small town, so she's relatively successful.
And at the point that we meet her, she doesn't seem to have ever grown out of her high school glory, whatever that glory was. She's very pretty, so probably prom queen or one of the popular girls. But we discover that she hasn't grown up when she gets this email that contains a birth announcement.
Yes. I mean, she was already pretty dissatisfied in her life. But the trigger that really sends her over the edge is this email that she receives from her high school sweetheart announcing that him and his wife have had a baby. That information just plunges her into an entirely different world of pain. And I think it's maddening for her to see somebody that she considers less than, who, you know, she felt that she had moved beyond him and become more successful than him. And now he has the audacity to be happy and to have a child. And she can't handle that.
Let's take it back to when she first arrives back in her hometown, Mercury, Minnesota. She goes in to buy a new dress.
Yes.
Right off, she's scheming to look really, really good. And let's play a clip from the movie. She's shopping for an outfit that she will meet Buddy in and talking to a saleswoman.
I'm going to a rock concert with an old flame. I think there is a chance we may reconnect.
Let's show him what he's been missing.
No, he's seen me recently. He knows. But his wife hasn't seen me in a while, so.
Whoa. And the saleswoman backs off. And you do laugh, but also there's it's quite a cringe-inducing moment.
It is. I mean, it's why I loved writing this character so much, is because I noticed in so many conventional romantic comedies, the women are always getting flustered. It's like this cute thing, you know. And she never is. I mean, she's blatantly telling the saleswoman that she is trying to break up a marriage. She's just incredibly blunt. And that is fun to write. That was cathartic.
One thing about this movie is that, at least at the beginning in the setup, it seems as if it almost could go in the direction of My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yeah.
With Julia Roberts, a big movie with Julia Roberts, where she wanted to get back her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Steal him away from his fiancé before he gets married.
There definitely is like a mainstream romantic comedy version of this movie that's and I wanted to kind of play with the ideas of the genre a little bit, you know, the idea of, we have seen movies before about the woman who wants to get the guy back, but the guy who's right for her is right in front of her. You know, it's this trope that we've seen a million times in films, and I thought, you know, what's a way that I can turn this on its ear and do something that's actually really dark and unexpected? So even though some of those elements are there, the way it plays out is very different than anything you've seen, I hope.
Well, one thing about her, she's a beautiful, physically beautiful person. It's Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
For Star.
She is really beautiful.
But a sort of ugly person at the same time.
Well, that's Charlize is incredible. And I mean, everybody knows that. She's already this celebrated actor. But what's incredible about her is, in this role, she had to find a way to make herself haggard just using her natural acting ability. Because when she was, for instance, when she was in the movie Monster, you know, she played a serial killer and she was amazing and she won an Oscar, but she also had gained weight and there was makeup involved. And so she was, there was a physical transformation as well, whereas she wasn't able to use any of those tricks for this movie. And I think some people have said she's even scarier in Young Adult than she is in Monster. So that's a testament to how great of an actor she is.
Well, she's sort of the monster that we all might have known in high school.
Yes, she's the devil that you know, as the saying goes.
This must be a challenge, though, asking an audience to connect with a character who's unlikable.
It is a challenge, and it's something that throughout the process of writing the script, throughout the process of developing the film, I was nervous. You know, I thought to myself, are people going to accept it? I honestly had never seen anything like it before, except in certain instances with male leads. You know, I think we're more conditioned to accept a male curmudgeon or a male anti-hero, and so I was worried. And maybe I still have reason to be worried.
Well, you wrote a piece in Newsweek recently saying that you were annoyed when your husband said he sees a lot of Mavis in you.
I was surprised because, you know, he's seen everything I've written and he had never really said, oh, you remind me of that character you wrote. And then he saw Young Adult and said, oh, wow, like, finally, I'm seeing you. That's and I thought, oh, my God, I'm so insulted. Like, you know, Mavis is the most flawed character I've ever written and you think I'm like her. But then I realized it's not just me. It's kind of a generational thing. Like, I feel like I'm part of a generation of people who are stuck in the past and are really self-absorbed. I mean, we're actually taking pictures of ourselves and posting them on Facebook and keeping in touch with people that should have been out of our lives 15 years ago, obsessing over who's getting married, who's having kids, who's more successful. It's like we're recreating high school every single day using social media, and it's weird.
Diablo Cody, it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Diablo Cody wrote the screenplay for the new movie, Young Adult. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.